From behind the information desk, an aging man with tufty gray hair appraised the group.
Only two people are allowed to see psych patients at a time, he said in response to their request. One of you will have to wait downstairs.
I'm going, Seneca volunteered. There was no way she was twiddling her thumbs for the next 30 minutes. She wanted to hear the intel on Brett firsthand.
I'd rather not go,
Madison said, looking relieved.
Hospitals give me hives.
Maddox and Seneca looked at each other.
Guess it's us then, Maddox said.
The psych ward was on the fourth floor. Seneca pressed the elevator button and waited. The doors slid open and she and Maddox stepped inside. As the doors closed, they turned to each other at the exact same time.
Hey.
Maddox gave her a nervous, crooked smile. Seneca's jaw twitched.
Hey.
You okay?
She took a breath. No. Maddox put his arm on her shoulder and pulled her into a hug. Despite the chaos, there was a tiny flutter in Seneca's chest. She looked up into his eyes. God, she wanted to kiss him. She wanted to forget this nightmare for a few seconds. But her brain wouldn't let her. She pulled away.
Seneca?
Maddox said. I'm sorry, she blurted. Maddox looked embarrassed, and she quickly backpedaled. Not that I'm saying we shouldn't, you know. I just... She blew her bangs off her face, hating how awkward she sounded. Let's see where we get with Chelsea, and then go from there, okay? Maddox held up his hands as if to say, don't shoot. All I was doing was hugging you. Seneca felt a prickle of annoyance. Maddox sounded defensive. She didn't want to argue about this right now. We should be taking this situation as seriously as possible, don't you think? We don't have time for distractions. Maddox watched the climbing numbers.
Who said I wasn't taking Aaron seriously?
No, I know you are. I just... The elevator dinged, which put an end to the argument, though Seneca still felt unsettled. A sleepy-eyed receptionist wearing scrubs the color of pea soup looked up at them curiously. Seneca straightened her shoulders and walked over. Hi, we're here to see Chelsea Dawson.
Names?
The receptionist asked. Seneca gave her and Maddox's names. The receptionist typed something, then frowned.
Sorry, you're not on the approved visitors list.
Seneca sniffed. I really think she'd speak to us. Can you at least ask?
If you're not on the list, there's nothing I can do.
Maddox shifted from foot to foot. Rolling her shoulders, Seneca leaned toward the receptionist until their faces were level. Look, she said in a low voice. Miss Dawson was kidnapped. We rescued her.
I'm not leaving until you ask, okay? You're going to have to drag me out the doors.
The receptionist looked alarmed, then annoyed. Seneca still didn't break eye contact. Her heart banged in her chest. Finally, the receptionist reached for the phone. It was a crapshoot whether she was going to call a nurse or security. But then Seneca heard her say,
Dr. Lowenstein, I have some people here who...
She spoke the rest in a voice too muffled for Seneca to hear. Seneca straightened and turned around, meeting Maddox's gaze.
He was agape.
You're going to get us kicked out, he whispered, though he seemed impressed. Seneca shrugged. Not necessarily. The receptionist hung up the phone with a clunk and glowered down her nose at Seneca and Maddox.
Chelsea has agreed to speak with you, but we ask that you be brief. Someone will be out momentarily.
Thank you, Seneca said. She shot Maddox a satisfied smile, then ambled over to him and squeezed his hand. He squeezed back. And just like that, the tension between them disappeared.